Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to recognize the choices you are making about how you use your time. When you see the opportunity cost of your actions more clearly, you'll be able to make better choices. Elementary school age kids often enjoy playing a game called Would You Rather? You ask another person which of two unappealing and unlikely hypothetical situations they would prefer. Would you rather have a slug climb into your ear or an ant climb into your nose? Would you rather drink a hamburger smoothie or a spinach-flavored milkshake? Challenge an 8-year-old to come up with a would you rather, and you will likely get some creative and gross scenarios. Would you rather turns out to be a good game for adults to pose to ourselves too, though not about cringe-inducing hypotheticals, but rather about how we'd like to use our time. Would you rather hit snooze or get in a run today? Would you rather scroll through Instagram or call your sister? Would you rather stay in the warm shower or review your calendar before your 9 a.m. call? Time is absolutely limited. Even the mightiest among us has just 24 hours in a day, and all the money in the world cannot buy you a second more. This means that inherent in any use of time is the loss of another way we might have spent those minutes. If you hit snooze, you will sleep a bit more, even if it's not great sleep, but you will give up the time to exercise before work. If you keep scrolling through Instagram, you will let the moment pass for calling your sister in London before she's asleep. If you stay in the warm, steamy shower, pleasant as that may be, you won't have time to prep for the day before you are going full steam. Now, this might seem obvious, but the reason this matters is that we often approach time with yes or no questions. Do I want to hit snooze? Do I want to see what's next in my Instagram feed? The default answer is, well, sure. Why not? But when we reframe the question to ask whether we would rather do a given easy activity or do something else we value, we can answer in a more thoughtful way. Choosing wisely lets us spend time in ways that boost our happiness and add meaning to our lives. Upon reflection, you might prefer to go for a run rather than hit snooze. Or maybe you decide that, all things considered, you would rather keep sleeping. What you choose is up to you, but just realize that you are choosing. The choices we are making aren't always obvious, but with practice, we can start to recognize them. You may not naturally ask yourself, well, would you rather drive through the coffee shop or browse the poetry section of the bookstore? But here's the thing. If you spend 20 minutes now waiting for your coffee, by the time you get to the bookstore and choose a gift for your friend, it'll be time to go to her birthday lunch. But if you forego the coffee, you will leave yourself time to check out the poetry books after you choose her gift, before you drive to the birthday gathering. You are not just deciding whether or not to have your almond milk cappuccino. You are also deciding whether to have that coffee or to peruse the new books in your favorite store. When you reframe the choice more comprehensively, you can decide what you'd really rather do. Sometimes the would you rather will relate to one attractive option now and another further in the future. Would you rather watch another episode of Hometown, or would you rather wake up well rested? Saying yes to TV tonight means a frantic morning tomorrow. Is that what you'd rather? Maybe. Maybe not. But that is the choice on offer. In my time management fable, Juliet's School of Possibilities, the wise Juliet explains that when it comes to time, we are always choosing. All we can do is choose well. But doing that requires actually seeing the choices, rather than pretending that they don't exist. So, play Would You Rather with your time. Get conscious of what you are choosing between, and be intentional about your choices. This allows you to choose in a way that creates the life you want. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.